The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Tuesday, July the 14th, 2026. What? No. What?
I don't see anybody else. So.
Oh, okay.
Wonder if somebody had a surprise dump attack or.
Well.
Got the runs on the way here.
I thought I said the wrong day for a moment. Well, you said oh. Yes, I was right. Yes.
Yeah.
It is Tuesday, and I was pretty sure of that because, you know, I had my crap in gear yesterday. I was in bed at a decent time.
But 10 o'clock before 10 o'clock, or
You know what?
9:53, 54.
It was 9:57.
Damn.
When I slipped into the bed, but need to go pee pee. Ran in there.
Oh yeah, do that a lot.
So 10:30, I got back into bed. It was a long one, real long, like a
long pee-pee.
Like a Prussian racehorse. Those go even faster than Russians do. The Prussian racehorses, yeah, yeah. No, I was at five. You know, I was lying there. I'd say probably you know, 10. So here's what I haven't shared this with you, either one of you recently. Good morning.
Breaking news.
Not fully, but I've somewhat, mostly kind of stopped taking Ambien.
Damn. I didn't think that was the one you would ever kind of get off of, to be honest with you.
Because, well, I think it was mind over matter. You know, I could ask my doctor. I have the same dosage. I've been taking it since 08. Yeah. I mean, like, think about that.
Just the way you talked about, you know, not shutting the brain off and all that stuff.
I mean, it was that was the biggest hurdle. I mean, it was like, you know, I mean, there's certain days when you're like physically like tired, but the mind tire is a different tire.
Now, if you think if you fire
What's
one
up,
off,
Michelin employees,
if you, you know, rub one out, that might counteract the tire.
Is that relax you?
Well, they say that with a man, you have to get, can I speak personally right now?
I love it when you do.
You have to get the vagina off your mind to actually tune in to your day. And so they would say that a lot of, it was in Wolf of Wall Street, actually.
Yeah.
That they would instruct their guys to, you know, go in there and pleasure themselves and then tune into the day.
Okay.
So I'll be right back.
Well, we have a special room.
That's why Paige was a moment late. She was with a device.
No, I forgot to get gas. I'm terrible. God, I was on fumes.
29 Lloyd Hampton.
What?
And don't attack her about that. He always jumps your butt. I already see it like a father.
I want you to say it.
That's why I know he's a dad. That's why I know your desk. Not because of your shoes. It's because of the advice that's getting ready to come to you from a dad.
Well, the reason why I didn't go last night is because where I've gone to get gas, there was a lot of people there, and I stopped doing that because I had some...
No autographs, please. I'm just trying to get some gasolina.
Now I have a stalker, and I don't want to run into him at that gas station again, you know.
The guy that wanted to kiss you like a frog?
No.
God, yeah. More than that? Crap a Marty. I'm glad I'm not a hot girl.
I'm not either.
You're not glad that I'm not a hot girl?
I'm glad I'm not a hot girl. I'm just a weirdo bag.
You know, thank God I'm not a girl, because you know you and I would have been at each other's throats like crazy
right
now.
You talked about my fashion yesterday.
I love your fashion. Are you kidding me? Dude, I will say, if I was like in your shoes, what kind of shoes are you wearing today?
Same things I wore
yesterday. Louis Vuitton?
The ones you slid down and poopy in?
No, those I threw away because they're in the backyard.
Good for you. You should. Don't donate stuff like that.
No, they're nice shoes. It's just I didn't feel like cleaning it off.
Yeah. Now there's some Christian doo-doo pedons. batons.
And I feel like cleaning the doo-doo off the shoes.
I got some doo-doo on my batons. I guess I'll wear my batons today because my batons got messed up. Christian Lou. You can't see the red on the bottom of my shoes because of the brown.
Oh, wait, my red.
Oh, boy.
my God, I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, man.
You have some toe shoes. With
but
the,
my outfit was so cute, but it didn't work because
So if I were a woman, like, I would absolutely work in the what did you say, leopard or cheetah? What is the pattern you wear most?
Both.
Okay.
I'm celebrating the leopards born at the zoo, though, I was.
By wearing their grandpa on your back. Oh,
by
great.
By wearing their colors. Flying their colors.
Well, so anyway, I would tie that in a lot as well. I like it. I ain't making fun of your fashion. You think I'm making fun of your fashion?
No.
I made fun of, like, my mama's fashion. And,
but I agree.
I know you did, too.
She could have, but I told her, I was like, you know what? You could have been the cover girl for freaking Hamrick's catalog.
She could have.
We're going clam digging. Look at my pants.
Good, though. She always had style.
Well, yeah, but it was that, like, that transition that every, I don't want to say every, but a lot of women make where they just start not wearing shorts or pants. Mm. They wear those. It looked like something like damn Benjamin Franklin would have wore with tights. Little knickers is what they wear. My mama called them clam diggers. Most women called them capris.
Oh, yeah.
Capris.
That was a shoe when I was a kid. I was confused.
But I agree with your getting your circadian rhythm back together so you can sleep a certain hour and then wake up at the same time. But mine is completely off.
Well, I think Mercury is still in retrograde.
It is. That's what's caused all my problems. The machines don't work. And I'm telling you, it is so true.
But you know what's funny? There is something, like, I can't pinpoint it or whatever. But there is something to that. But then what about the, like, is your life ever, you know, I'm not saying mine's chaotic and out of control or whatever, but is your life always from January 1 to December 31, just always
perfect,
just riding down the road? Is it ever?
No.
No. I mean, I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how poor you are.
Right.
It's never just. It's never. So when Mercury's in retrograde, what do we blame?
Sounds gay to even say.
Shut up! It's you know what?
It just means everything goes awry sometimes, and I realize why I've had, like, a very strange week. I was supposed to be off yesterday of my other job, but I got called in, and so I'm extra today, extra tired.
That used to come on before or after Inside Edition, man.
Now they got you. They're like, call Paige whenever you need a break. She'll come in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. You're such a do girl.
Yeah.
I am.
Old reliable Paige.
Yeah, that's me.
You don't want to be that person, folks.
You don't
want to
be me, ever.
Don't be the ass kisser of the boss, because, like, the way it's looking now, like, your boss is going to get fired before you do. Yeah. So
pretty much.
Don't kiss ass. Just work hard.
Well,
I think that's good advice, pretty
work
much.
Smart, not hard.
Work smart, not hard, unless you work for Frank Thomas and he asks you to do that. Women love it too.
Well, in my situation, it will help me. I thought it would help me, but yesterday was slow.
You barely, like, breathed a laugh just then. I saw you. You just
went, like,
it looked like your, like, belly had an earthquake. You just went,
well, I was going to ask you a question, and I'm like, I can already hear the joke that's going to follow before the answer.
I'll be serious. Go ahead.
It wasn't a serious question, but, like, I can hear the joke. I was going to ask if you ever dropped your mom off at Cato's so she could shop there.
Yes.
Because, you know, she went there. God, mine did.
When it was safe to go there, yes.
Yep.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Actually, now, here's the thing. This was, if it lightning strikes in a minute, we'll know I said something bad. Because I think you get control of the weather when you go to heaven. Like, when somebody on earth says something bad about you, you say, Lord, give them a thunder.
Lord.
Make them know we're listening. But, so was Cato Plus, did the plus mean for plus size?
Generally.
Oh, God. Yep. Well, she didn't ever go there. No, I'm just kidding. That was the one. Cato. Wow, I never thought about that.
I got Cato Extra.
God, did they make, like, a Cato Minus? You know, for those of you that binge and purge but still want to dress fashionably on an affordable budget, come to Cato Minus.
Man. My mom would get a perm.
That's awful. I apologize for making.
Well, I was about to make a binge and purge.
Well,
podcast.
I thought you were about to play some Carpenters music. Don't do that either. It's awful. Yeah.
She get the perm, so.
I don't know if we have any.
They smell horrible.
My God, that was the smell of my childhood was perms, because I was a kid during Code Adams. I didn't really ever get to stay at home by myself until literally 12,
really,
maybe 13, and so I'd have to go to any hair appointment, and if I'd stay with my grandma during the summer, she got it done all the time.
Yeah.
So smell. Oh, I haven't smelled it in years, and I'm fine with it.
Matthew, don't let anybody in the house. We're going to work.
No bull.
I don't think my mom ever had a perm, but I had a perm.
Oh God, let's see pictures, JD Vance.
Oh, God. I don't even.
That's what I bet. Not nice face, but I bet you had the curl like a.
Well, it was kind of like a wavy.
Did you put Soul Glow in it?
No, it wasn't like pop. It wasn't like the '80s type big hair. It was just give me a little bit of body. That's what I needed.
Would you hold it against me?
Maybe.
I gave you a little bit of body.
If I can sleep, just let me sleep here for a minute.
That was a good one by the Bellamy brother.
If you wanted to do it, just don't wake me up. That's what I tell my husband.
If my shampoo gave you some extra body, would you hold it against me?
Dude, I feel like that's what your stand-up bit would be. It's crowd work, but it's just going off of, you know, whoever says what, and you just kind of make the joke. And
it's called improv, but I hate the way improv is done on a national scale.
Where the people
scale.
Are telling you.
Yeah.
Those people, they're all just like forever college kids looking types. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're still getting your doctorate, are you?
Well, I question the local ones. Are they trained, or did they read a couple books? And
they have
now they improv.
Talk to a guy.
It's fun.
That was involved at one point. They have the cue words that they do. So when they, you know, it's like in wrestling. Like if, you know. You know, they don't do it quite as much now. Many of them just actually outright say it, and they don't care. Because, like, everybody knows it ain't real. I don't know why you're, like, trying to put your hair in your face and say, hey, throw me to the left. I mean, everybody knows. They're not going to boo you if we hear you talking. But, you know.
Suicide dive. Roll back in.
Yeah. Suicida. That's the thing I wonder about. Next time we get one of the boys or girls in, like, what do you do when you're wrestling, like, somebody from AAA or, like, a luchador or something that doesn't speak English? How do you call the spots? Is it on you to be bilingual?
That's a good question.
I know.
I wonder how they...
I always think of the best ones when they're not here. And then when they're here, I'm like, you remember that time at SummerSlam, man? That was so cool, man.
Turns into a Chris Farley moment.
Edge, you remember that? God, Edge, when you were in the Brood? That was so cool, Edge. I mean, Cope.
God, I forgot that Gangrel was using press-on nails for his fangs until... He got real fangs.
Real fangs.
Yep.
Press on fangs.
Yeah. Yeah, he was using press on nails for the fangs.
The Brood.
And then he started living the freaking gimmick.
Can improv people really take anything you say and make it funny? Like, that's the...
Yeah.
Well, this is going to say with the keywords. Like, if I'm over here, dead on something, and then I'm working to you the thing, if we had this thing where if I said the word orange, you would know to go into this kind of space in conversation.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. It's kind of like the Ring of Fire, and you're kind of working ahead, but you're also paying attention to what's going on. It's got to be very difficult, but I'd love the challenge. I just don't vibe with the people that do it.
It seems like
let's do a redneck improv.
God, because the other one seems like a
pretentious
hipster type of,
yes. Like, I do you guys sell anything other than coffee here? I would like to drink some liqueur as we laugh at your improvisation.
Well, Hee Haw was huge. It was over,
but it was. I mean, it wasn't improv though.
Yeah, but like stuff like that. There's a market for it. We need a scenario. You know, a turd driving to work. Do a turd driving to work. Give me something else.
It would take him forever to get there because he'd be talking crap the entire time.
Oh, he would.
Running in over poot holes.
You had me with crap.
I mean, skid marks. There's all kind of fun you could do with that.
Skin bar.
They have great burgers.
God dang it. I've said that too. As soon as I pass in the mall, it's good marks.
Yeah. The hell are you doing, Paige?
That doesn't sound yummy.
So I put skid marks on my
bone. So
bone,
back to your
bad.
Gas. What
back to my gas.
Yeah, because I am interested in that. Like, what would you, like, when you got, does your car say so many miles to run out? What's your panic number? You wait for the low fuel light to come on?
Probably ran out.
It was no, never. It was below a quarter of a tank.
You ain't never run out of gas in your life?
No.
God, I have.
I was with somebody when we did.
Yeah.
I have gone all the way to
from
my house in
Concord,
California, all the way to Hayward, which is probably about an hour and a half drive on no gas, and I made it home. I don't know how.
You drove an hour and a half on no gas.
Yeah.
So either
I didn't have my debit card at that time. I don't know what happened to it.
So
I didn't have a way to get gas.
Were you driving an e-car by chance and did not realize it?
No.
A little hybrid.
What was I driving?
If you drive a hybrid and you run out of regular gas, will the regular just energy battery just kick in for you?
Yeah. How does that work? It's like a fuel pickup where it just switches.
Oh.
I don't know.
Probably when you're driving like flatland or whatever, you probably just put it on cruise control on the EV or whatever and don't waste like the gas. I don't know.
Yeah, this is good because I have to work on myself when it comes to this stuff.
Like what?
So I'm glad we're talking about it. I've been told I have to, you know, give people a little more grace than I normally do. Because of stuff like this.
Who told you that?
Because of stuff like this. Like, you forgot your phone before, gas, you've forgotten stuff. Like, I don't know how you forget, like, trivial stuff.
It's easy. Because I come home, I do what I have to do, I fall asleep, and then I wake up, and then I run for my life. So I'm not prepared.
You also mop your floor every night.
I do. Well, I have to.
That is weird.
I have pets.
Mopping it, though? What, do they pee everywhere? Or
No, they just have their footprints through on my floor.
We're going to pee everywhere tonight.
Get them little booties. Get
animals.
Them some socks from Big Air. I've got like 18 pair I'll bring in. I always forget.
Oh, you can sell those suckers, too.
Always forget.
And I tried it.
I tried that. I stood on the corner as people were walking in afterwards. I was like, gently used, pretend it's from Plato's Closet. No one wanted my socks. Paige could have sold her socks for more than she paid, probably.
Yeah, she could. She could sell those underwears, too.
Woman. The life of a woman.
Will Plato's Closet buy underwear?
No.
Oh,
I don't think so.
Where'd you take them, then?
Just drop them in Goodwill.
No, I think for sanitary purposes, they don't.
I don't think they do that at like any thrift store.
They don't take anything like that.
We should call them as a scam, see if you got any underwear we can buy.
I had some swimsuits that I hardly ever wore. And they were nice, you know, but...
Thongs?
I think one of them was kind of like a thong type thing.
It's thong in the front.
It's just I just quit swimming, like, you know, going to my pool.
Is this Pluto's Closet? Yeah.
That's where Alien shop.
We buy some undies. The bigger the better. You got any fat girl panties?
I mean, you think about, like, underwear, though, like, literally no one would, like, let's say you bought them and, like, you didn't mess them up or nothing, you know, you're just normal. And then you, like, maybe you gain, lose weight, whatever. Like, you can't donate that.
No.
I mean,
you donate your old mattress. People have tried to do
that. Well, that has merit. That has
How you doing?
That has a lot of... you bastard. Holy That's son. Funny. You're playing the freaking Ring of Fire right now. I'm going to say the F word.
Which one?
Farts.
Not the one that rhymes.
No.
Rag. Be frank.
Work me back.
It's impossible.
Back. Well, you did that reference to Will Merritt there, and it made me laugh.
You got to put the finger
on your merit. I dog it.
Will.
I may get on the Adderall. I may. I need it. I need something.
Yeah, but like.
Pay attention.
You can't take too much of it, right? Just like one?
No, I'd have to take Ambien again.
Could you crush it and snort it?
No. I can boof it, though. I sat on one by accident one time. I didn't get to sleep for 3 days.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let me tell you a funny thing. I bet she's having a laugh at this. I mean, this is kind of funny. Not every day, but... from time to time, Because Mrs. X gets up, actually, before I do. Most days, actually. But sometimes, in a fun little way, she will say, "Oh, I'm listening to this morning on the way in. Here's a song of the day." She sent me this one this morning. I'm like, wow. First off, I want to see you dance to this.
Yeah.
And what is your Buffalo stance? How do you feel about it, Paige?
I think it's a happy song.
No, but...
I don't even know what the hell it means.
I don't either. I've heard of the song. Her name itself sounds like a strain of weed. Hey, man, come here and hit this Nina Cherry. It's great. This stuff's great, man. This Nina Cherry. So good, man.
Strain it.
That'll be the next beer doll. Nina Cherry Smoke. Let's see. What does Buffalo stance mean?
Well, that should be the next one.
I wonder if it's got anything to do with... what was a Buffalo Soldier now that I think about it?
Just staring someone down.
Buffalo Soldier.
Just standing there.
Oh, I saw what a bison stare does. Holy moly, Mary Mother. If I didn't see that on the news...
You better run.
I would have said AI. Like, if I saw that on Instagram or whatever, without like a little news seal being in the corner, I'd say, oh, that man just got slung in the air by that. Have you seen that?
He's way up there.
Holy.
Oh, yeah, I saw that with a man. Yeah. Oh, my God.
How did you just all of a sudden remember?
She used my trick.
Where you're like, don't waste your time looking for it. I know.
If somebody asked me if I saw it, like, yeah, I saw it.
If you've got it, I don't, was it Yellowstone?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It was like an older man that.
Yellow. Oh, yeah, man.
And he had suspenders on.
Yes, he did. I noticed that too. And like, boy, he did. And then, you know, first thing after you see something crazy like that, especially on the news thing, is like, go and read the comments. Oh my God. You know what America is good at? And I can say this because I'm from here. We're good at arguing over every effing thing possible.
Right. There's
everything.
He
was too close. Well, he's a taxpayer. It's a national park. Yeah, but if he's a taxpayer, why do you have to pay $40 to get in? You got to be 100 feet away. He was clearly not 100 feet away. Like, God almighty.
Oh, would you rather get tossed 100 feet in the air or get horned in the ass?
Would you like to get thrown 100 feet in the air or your ding-dong 100 feet in the dirt?
That part. I want mine in the dirt.
Okay.
I know Paige's friends that would disagree.
Different kind of dirt. Chill out, pal.
They'll take the horn anytime.
Okay, hold on.
They win.
I looked up what is buffalo sauce. God almighty, man.
Buffalo sauce.
I clearly know what that it refers to an attitude of resilience and confidence needed to survive in the inner city. I'm a Buffalo stand.
I mean, we were just standing there and going, who the hell you think you are?
Sounds like how you take a dump or whatever.
I'm a buffalo.
Buffalo. Okay, now I want to see what a Buffalo Soldier is.
Yeah,
you just tuned in. It's Googling with Mattman.
Buffalo Soldier. Is it sent to America or sent from America?
Babe, what time?
Okay.
Buffalo Soldiers were African-American regiments in the U.S. Army. The name was originally given to them by Native American tribes, likely because their dark, curly hair. Oh, my God. Okay. Their name was given to them by Native American tribes because of their black curly hair resembled that of the mane of a buffalo.
Oh, Native American racists gave them that name.
Oh, look at that. Well, you know what's crazy about
buffalo
that?
Buffalo Soldier.
This blew my mind. Not something that I saw on the Ken Burns thing. He gets credit. He's got another Topps card this year.
You want to get lulled to sleep. Malcolm Gladwell and Ken Burns.
God.
Those are two that do it for you.
Yeah. The tiny desk at PBS or whatever that damn thing is. You ever see that?
Two of the most boring people that were ever made.
The monotone voice. But imagine that. You were a black person during slavery.
I mean, right now.
But during slavery. And emancipation happened. Like, you're free. A lot of people said, okay, well, I'm going to go move somewhere else. Because these people, I'm free today, but yesterday I had chains on, so I'm going to go far away.
Yeah, so, probably a trick. Well, they thought it was.
Well, many of them went out west where they were then taken back into slavery by Native Americans.
Do you think ever...
I mean, that's real right there, dude. That is like mind-boggling to me.
We've heard about the ships that came here with the slaves. Do you think there were ever other ships that got diverted and they just ended up not being slaves in another country?
God dog, dude. Like, or they like took over the ship. They like overthrew Captain Ahab or whoever it was, Arab.
And they just went. They just went wherever and just were not slaves.
Was it Captain Ahab or Arab? Seriously. It's Ahab, right? Okay.
I think it's Ahab.
Okay.
Sorry,
there was a song. There was a song. Anyway.
Arab?
So like,
there's a Captain Arab?
They took over. That's what I thought. Ahab the Arab, right? Am I wrong?
Have I heard that? Where have I heard that before?
Ahab. I'll look that up now. Ahab.
All right, I like this segment.
What, you just sit back and just ask questions and
I like Google this.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's a song by Ray Stevens.
Yeah, of course it was.
Ahab the Arab. God bless.
Let's see if we got
Wow.
I think this might be it.
God.
Hey, will you send me a voice message?
Back? Oh my God.
And all you have to say is I just want to say it.
That's what you say.
What the hell?
It wasn't Ray.
This is
Ahab Arab. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Ray.
I can't believe it's in our system. It must play on Big Butt Country.
It was already in?
Yep.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Ray Stevens. Is this culturally appropriate? And when did I start asking that question?
Oh, my God.
Is that the camel?
It's too much.
It's Clyde.
Gee. To the voice of the camel, even.
I've never heard this song in my life. Why do I know this?
I've heard the title, but not the song.
Okay, that must be the same.
Tell you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wow, wait, man.
Oh, she's
so
naked
this
now.
Was a hit song. This was a hit song in 1962. Ahab the Arab by Ray Stevens. The singer, not the wrestler.
I didn't think Ray was that old.
Oh, wow.
They've been around for a little bit.
Wow.
Give it to the voice of the camel.
Oh, you know, man.
Talk about the talent.
Yeah. Yeah. Dadgum. That
just... At least he said turban. You know, give him credit for that.
Oh, yeah, there's after 9/11, there was all the other new words for that, right? Yeah. Right. You know, I'd say there's more T words you can't say than any other letter in the alphabet. I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, you know, because when somebody said, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say it because it's in your mind already, so why waste the breath? But, you know, there's a certain letter that they'll say on the news, but they won't say it about anything else. Like, If you were calling me queer, they wouldn't say Fat Boy was calling Matt the Q word. They would say a gay slur, you know?
Oh, yeah, try to beef it up a little bit.
Yeah, but like that, definitely T is the one who has way more as far as full on.
LGBTQIA+.
See, you can't even spell that without T, right? Do you know Mr. T's daughter is a stand-up comic? Do you know that? Rob Bonario was telling me about that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why, Miss T? Why didn't you do that?
I don't know but I want to get her down to the. I mean, I'll
put a shirt on.
I want Howard to book her so she can come in here.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have a lot more people in here.
Yeah. I want her to call me a fool. You know, that'd be awesome. I'd appreciate that. Paige.
Sure.
You ever ridden a camel named Clyde?
And no.
You ever seen a camel's toe?
Naked?
You ever seen a moose's knuckle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think you'd answer that fast.
Paige.
Okay, I didn't have time to think about it.
You have a zebra skin.
I do, rug.
Rug. Yeah, yeah, so does Fatima or whatever her name, Fatima. Anyway. God, that just blew my mind that was like...
Yeah.
I knew the song, I'd never heard it before, and it was like, God, what were our grandparents like? What were they listening to? Like, what was that?
Crap.
Other people be racist, I guess.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of lighthearted. Was it not?
This is the Rise Guys, Matt Mann, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
I sing it.
Good morning, everyone. The conversation we just had was amazing.
Wasn't that fun? You try to remember people's names and
Remember people's names from, you know, years ago is...
So you got to go off features like, what's her name? Big Jugs.
Yeah, she had that long neck.
Big.
Like Larry from the Three Stooges in the face. You remember her. Mm-mm. Yeah. You know, imagine being a blind person forgetting somebody's name.
You can't remember anybody. You know, the guy that wheezed a lot and smelled bad.
Yeah. It's the guy who coughed all the time.
So I want to describe like a feature to you, but I can't because that person will definitely know.
Oh, that's not true.
I'm talking about them.
People always assume that, and they're probably maybe not even listening.
Remember we used to blink a lot?
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean,
you said he.
One hand gesture. There you go.
You said he carried it in his car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, did you just want to pull over and do field?
Like, he did not have a permit for that. Absolutely did not have a permit. But like, that son of a gun was ready to go to war at any time.
But if you look at him too long, you get a headache because of the squints.
Yeah. You're like, hey, man, you need some eye drops or something?
Is this somebody to hold him open?
Oh, Lord.
Like, are you a narcoleptic, dude? Like, what's up? What's up?
All right. Well, let's begin our newscast, shall we?
No. My favorite color is asshole.
You shouldn't be doing this, and you probably already are doing this, or maybe you've already done it. Do you cross your legs when you're sitting down?
I can't.
I was.
All right, well, stop it.
I can't do it like, you know, like a proper man does it, where it's almost like it looks like he's getting ready to fart the way he sits.
Uh-huh. And he might be.
His legs heisted. But it's because of the balls is why. Oh, yeah. Because if you see a man setting straight up with his legs crossed over totally, he doesn't have anything at all down there.
Oh,
he doesn't.
Good to know.
A man has to sit like this, where you're basically making a little table in your lap.
Nice.
A one-legged damn table.
Yeah, you look at Coach Gruden on Monday Night Football, he couldn't fit on the stool.
He couldn't put his leg over.
Because his balls were so big.
That's like bistro tables. Get those chairs the hell out of here. No, sir.
All right.
I need a new stool, man.
So one of the reasons that you shouldn't sit with your legs crossed, it's because it gives your body a little extra support. That's why people are doing that, and maybe they feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you shouldn't do this, if you're leaning towards your computer at work, so if that's your all-day position where you like to do that, it can lead to muscle stiffness and some aches and pains. So crossing your legs can also cause a temporary bump in your blood pressure.
Plus, I'm taking the view away from you being the female.
Because
I know you're like trying to, you know, basic instinct, look at me.
I'm trying to look down there.
Yeah, you can't see no boys.
It. Yeah.
When skinny jeans were all the rage, did you see like a guy walking through the department store? You're like, I bet he's shoplifting. Mm. No.
Just because skinny jeans?
No, I just meant like he had a bottle of water in front of his pants.
Yeah, yeah. I generally don't make a habit of.
Sir, did you just steal a Red Bull?
Which one?
Of walking up to somebody and staring at the crotch and going,
no, it's a Mexican Coca-Cola.
Picture this. I go up to you, you're in the store, and I go, hi, can I help you with anything?
Yes, my name's Bill Brooks. I'm looking to get something waxed.
Tell me where the upside pineapples are, by chance.
You guys carry Tommy jeans.
Do you have any Kentucky jelly, by chance?
See, that's creepy.
Any lubricant?
I was just telling these guys, Bill Brooks, if you're listening right now, I'm putting it in that if you're not invited to our company holiday party, I'm not going.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Yeah, that's the only way we're going to go. Protest. Is if you go, Bill.
Yep.
No,
Bill. No. And we don't even know where it's going to be at this time.
No.
So.
We should start planning right now because it is July.
She's still getting an invite, Bill.
Roy will probably email us in like 2 weeks. Yeah. Go ahead and RSVP.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I mean, freaking Jave the Wave comes to him, right? So you might as well
let go. What the hell is that?
I didn't think he was a real person until I saw his AC/DC concert.
Oh, yeah. Javis, he's come into the studio. You've met him. He's really nice. I like his wife, too.
Well, just rub it in.
Yeah. How you don't remember that he introduced himself to you?
No, but people that have done that that have worked here, and I don't know if they're still here or.
Okay. Damn.
Willie Fuchs, is he still here?
I don't keep up with, you know, it's easy for a lot of people. It works. The people wear name tags, you know.
I remember him.
Like, they wear name tags. But, like,
Buck Wild
Beasley.
Honestly,
I thought his name was Jave, like Nagia. I'm just kidding. And then that other guy, don't say, but, like, I always just called him Man Bun. I didn't know his real name.
Oh, Timmy.
Okay, Paige, just go ahead and just F it up. Why else?
You're not talking about Buck Wild
Don't
Beasley,
say
by the
name.
Way.
Hey, man. God.
Got it.
If I wouldn't throw my back out, I'd double drop kick you right now. Fat boy, help me.
I wish there we could handpick like an all-star of people we used to work with, just to work with a little bit longer.
Yeah. What's up, Morgie?
Morgie, oh, God.
I miss him.
The grip on that sucker.
It'd take longer to do this segment if people were glad we don't work with anymore.
Oh, well, that's not nice.
I didn't just mean in this building. I meant like in general in life.
Oh, yeah, like all the jobs you've ever had. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I can make a list of those people.
We're human. We all have a list of people that you're glad that they're gone for various reasons, you know.
Yeah. Well, like, I had just off, you know, I'd bust Mark's balls on the radio. Who else can say they bust their boss's balls? Like, I mean,
and get away with it.
I don't think I've ever busted his balls.
Well, but it's like he's level-headed. He's like, that sounds like a kiss in his ass, but like he doesn't take everything so serious.
He can give as good as he gets,
oh,
too.
So. Oh, God, yeah. I mean, he's called you all kind of names over the years.
Oh,
that's
true.
Yeah, he's a bully, in fact.
He really is.
Kind of the fat boy. I mean, I agree. He really is. That would hurt my feelings.
Like he called him a dying.
He knows I'm his do boy. I'm the last do boy left.
Yeah.
You know, the other one's gone. The other two are gone.
So, you know, okay. So do you remember the day you were out sick, Paige? Am I bad for telling this story?
Uh-oh.
Okay. You remember where you said
day?
That you were, listener, which one? The time you were out and you had surgery and they gave you tramadol.
Oh, yeah.
And then Fat Boy wrote back through the company email that you had sent. Yeah. Fat Boy wrote back, let me get some M-trammies.
Yeah.
Well, do you know?
He laughed.
That Mark had started calling Fat Boy Trammy.
Yeah, he thought that was the funniest thing.
But when I responded in the company email, I spelled it wrong, and it auto-corrected.
Yep.
It auto-corrected, and I had to unsend the email. I mean, Fatboy had already opened it, but he saw it. I said tranny, and I meant trammy.
I took one when I got home, and it knocked me out.
A tranny?
No.
Trammy.
Tramadol. And I took one before I went
to bed. Am I saying it wrong? Is it a tranadol?
Tramadol. Trammy, so we get
through
trammies.
And when I woke up, I was really dizzy, like I couldn't walk. I was just, it was the weirdest feeling. And I thought, well, I could take an Uber. And I said, well, I'll fall asleep in someone's car, and I don't know that.
Wouldn't be the first time.
you just take an Uber, all right. Something rhymes with it.
So I have no choice.
Yeah.
And I never took it again because it got me too spaced out. I couldn't handle it.
Did you ever see the video of the Uber driver? He helped the lady up to her house because she was passed out. And then people were like, oh, you know, good guy. But when they say, you know, go back and look at it, you look in the camera, he's holding her chest. You know, he's like, you know, filling her up pretty much. And she's like, just passed out. So she ends up going in the house. Like, he puts her in the house and gets her keys. But
God,
he took liberties before he put her in the house, you know. He's honking her, you know, up here.
Think of the early days of Uber. Like, that was some dark. They had to get over a lot of PR, bad PR.
Yeah.
A lot of bad PR before people started finally. And now I see people, they don't even look at the license plate or ask the driver. They just, that's a black car. That's the one.
Look at the Waymos now. We talked about yesterday. They're trafficking people.
Yeah.
Kids mainly.
Yeah.
Not letting them out.
Stop that, would you?
Cut your cards out.
Trying to stop it. Those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll do some phone calls if you'd like. And by doing that, we would answer them. Those phone numbers, 1-800-774-0093. And mine is singing mood or what? 187. What?
Huh?
187 is cop code for murder.
I know. What are you doing?
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Let's reset.
Because that's 187 on the 1-800-774.
0093.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.